Again, settling back, making some space in the mind. And sometimes when we feel a bit agitated or things don't work the way we want them to work out, we can just remind ourselves that the nature of the mind is clear, clean, clear. That we have limitless space. And we can always make use of this space. Settling our meditation within this spaciousness. Focusing on the breath with a lot of space. In this way, not forcing the mind on the breath, but simply abiding with it, with all our attention. Then, for this second half, I would like to share with you one contemplation that I learned from one Israeli monk in Koban Monastery in Nepal. Yeah, his name is Tingyal, very inspiring person, very inspiring monk. And it's about what we're going to look at tomorrow in the teachings. So I learned this meditation from Tingyal, wanting to share this with you. And we begin this meditation by working with the idea, with the thought, that how it would feel if we could go about our life identifying with being the other. Always being the other. Instead of looking into the world through the eyes of the self-centered, self-cherishing mind, identifying with being the other. Because you know, this is how everybody else sees you. as other. This contemplation that is found in the Lojong teachings, it's a very interesting contemplation to make. And if you think about it deeply, it's very amazing actually, very mind-blowing. To recognize that you exist only to yourself. Only to yourself. You exist as self, as me, as I, only to yourself. We go about our lives walking around with this big sense of I, this big sense of me. But you understand this exists only to yourself. Every single other person, when they see you, when they look at you or talk to you, what appears in their mind is other. There is not a single person that sees you as self, only you. Because you see, you exist as self only to yourself. I mean, if you think about it, how we live our life and how it actually is for everyone else, this is crazy. It's craziness. For example, if you take the 7 billion people in this world, just the people, leaving aside the numberless animals, then you exist about 7 billion times more as other than as self. That's how it is. Yeah, I didn't make this up. You can think about that when somebody makes eye contact with you, in this course, for example, when you walk outside, somebody makes eye contact with you, what appears to them is other. It is not me. It's other. Every single person in this room sees you as other. In this way of becoming familiar with this fact, being just another other, of course it's very difficult to maintain this awareness because our self-grasping is so strong, so habituated. But trying to go through one's life with this awareness, being the other, and then you fit the view of everyone else. And then what follows is if other is here, if other exists here where you are, then this means that there is a self. If you take on this view that is in accordance with every being in this world, that where you are is other, then it is easy to see that out there, where normally we put other, there actually is a self. That wherever you put other, there is a self there. When we get a feeling for this, recognize this, that automatically makes our habit of being totally self-centered weaker. We can begin to free the mind from this small self-cherishing that only sees our own view as important, our own happiness as more important than that of others. And finally, get a taste of a big view, a Mahayana view. Widening the mind from this very narrow outlook. So you can, for some time, work with this recognition, this very humbling recognition. I appear as self only to myself. You can think of the person next to you when they look at you. They perceive other. The person behind you. The person in front of you. Slowly building that up. Expanding that, even going to family and close friends. So how big my sense of self may be, for everyone else I appear as other. Now don't worry about this other, that other, special other, great other. It's just other. Then again, working for another minute with the thought that, in return, where for me there appears other, there actually exists a self. Wherever I perceive other, recognize there is a self. Continue working with this idea in your own way for some more time. then on the basis of this recognition we can dedicate to be able to live this exchange, to live more in harmony with every single being, every person, to live more in harmony with those we consider pleasant, those we consider unpleasant, as well as those we consider to be strangers. Dedicating our positive potential to the goal of developing our compassion and wisdom fully.